Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Trump is trying to do something that I was a little surprised by, and it relates to housing because, I mean, what do we keep hearing about? What's that word that everyone's talking
affordability.
About?
Affordability.
That's right. Bingo. So as we're getting closer to midterm elections, I would imagine that he's trying to do something to address that, right, to appease a lot of the people, because there are plenty of people on the right who share that concern about affordability, especially if you've tried to go buy a home. Not only because there has been a little bit of a shift in the market for a while after 2020, it was a seller's market. You'd put up that home and you'd have, 15 offers, first weekend on the market, all of them above asking. People are waiving appraisal, waiving inspection, everything, just whatever they could, paying $30,000 plus over asking. And now it has really started to be a little bit more of a buyer's market. But still, a lot of people are probably in this conundrum where they feel like they can't afford a home. And so people just endlessly rent. And then you're not building any equity. Have you heard what Donald Trump wants to do?
With the corporations?
Yeah, he wants to.
I did hear that yesterday.
Yeah, he wants to ban Wall Street, ban these large investors from buying single family homes, because he's arguing that they're essentially driving up the prices of homes and they're making it more difficult for the actual family to get into a home.
Well, here's why I think that's probably true, because we had a personal experience with it. When we considered selling our home 2 years ago, we looked at one of those companies that will buy your home and let you live there for however long you want to rent until you find your next home, right? We looked into that. And the challenge with it, I mean, we didn't even get down to the brass tacks of negotiating with them on the value. I wasn't thrilled with the offer they made to me. That was beside the point. But then I said, how much would it cost me to rent my house back once I'm living here? And you know what? You want to guess what market rent would have been based on this company in that neighborhood?
More than your house note.
Twice.
Oh my gosh.
It was $3,500 a month, $3,400 I think at the time, 2 years ago, to have stayed in my house and rented it. So it's not solving the affordability issue. Allowing these big corporations to buy up homes and hold them may sound like a good idea to you because you can get your money and move on if you want. You don't have to stay there and rent. But the people that would rent it are having to pay a king's ransom for rent. And, you know, to me, I don't know, I'm a longtime homeowner. Renting makes no sense because you're losing all of that money each month. It's not building equity for you in something. If you can afford to spend $3,500 a month in rent, you can afford to buy a house.
No, not necessarily, because trust me, I have that same mindset of how can you pay this ridiculous monthly rent, but you can't afford a house? It's because people don't have the money to get into it. They don't have money for the down payment. Now, you don't have to have 20%. If it's actually your home you're living in, even if this is not the first time you've bought a home, you don't need to have 20%. That's a misconception. There are so many other ways to get that number way down. Now, obviously, it's better because you're going to pay in more, right, if you don't put that 20% down. But again, you can still get into the home if that's the issue. there are, I would tend to agree with you, because my husband and I have experienced this too, when we've gone to sell a home that we had renovated, and it's a lot of these corporations that are buying them. And they'll offer a deal that's hard to pass up because they can close quicker. They're offering it in cash. It's usually higher.
I do think there's a difference between investment companies that buy houses to flip them versus investment companies that are going to buy and hold. There's got to be a difference in this executive order, because there've got to be hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of companies out there, even little LLCs that go out and buy properties and in some cases rent them, but in many cases flip them. You couldn't stop all that would destroy entrepreneurship in this country. Well, it's got to be major corporations. There's got to be a level at which they operate beyond which they're not allowed to just buy up residential subdivisions and try to rent them out, because you're ruining the flavor, the fabric of a neighborhood when you do that.
I would agree. It's more of an issue when you're talking about an institution buying the home and then being the landlord, essentially, versus flipping it. Now, if it's corporations that are coming in and buying up all these properties to flip, and then local investors are essentially left with no properties to flip that they can afford, that I also have a problem with, too. So you have both sides, which is interesting, because Ethan, you and I were talking about this before, and I'll be interested to see how many Democrats like you would criticize this plan, because it seems like something the Democrats would be on board with.
Yeah.
The Federal Housing Finance Agency director was talking about this because he made the point. Well, I guess really what he was responding to is some reporter was saying, well, you know, it's not going to have that big of an impact, because when it comes to these large investors in the market, the housing market, they really only account for about 3%. But listen to what he says in response to that.
They're starting to take on more share, and then they're also buying a lot of homes from the home builders. And it's our opinion, certainly my opinion, that new homes should go to people, not to corporations. And so there's been this whole thing also where corporations are able to get better deals from home builders. Home builders need to be focused on providing homes to people, not to corporations. And I think that this will be very well received. I think it's already been very well received. I think there's going to be a lot of inertia for it. And I would encourage people to, you know, not engage in this type of behavior. We have a lot of tools that we could utilize. It'll be up to the president to decide what, if any, he wants to utilize with Fannie and Freddie. But we stand ready to make sure that this happens.
They're thinking that Trump would take executive action to get this in place, and then he would need to codify it through Congress.
I would take some issue with, who was that? Was that right?
That was the Federal Housing Finance Agency director.
Okay. So I would take some issue with what he said there, that home builders need to be focused on selling homes for residents and not corporations. Home builders care about one thing, and maybe some of them that I know will call in or text me and complain about me saying this. They care about the color of money. They're trying to make money. They don't particularly care who's buying their homes in most cases, I would guess. Now, that said, I don't know that some home builders would agree with a corporation buying 8 or 10 of the home sites within one of their subdivisions and just turning those into rental properties, because that could leave a very bad experience in the mouth of the other homeowners.
Some HOAs,
that could give them a reputation.
Some HOAs don't even allow that. You can't even rent out your home.
But, well, I guess maybe in some cases they'll put limitations on, like if you rent it, you have to rent it for a year at a time or whatever. They can't be a short term rental in most cases, right?
Right. Well, for sure, but there are some HOAs that still don't even let you. Yeah. Rent it out.
They
at
put
all.
A, That's why our HOAs, HOA put a limit. Like in our subdivision, they will allow only 8 houses to be rented.
I think ours has something similar, because I know there's at least one house in our neighborhood that rents, but that might be the only one that I know of.
Right.
It's pretty strict.
There's just a teeny bit of the libertarian in me, just a teeny bit, because I don't embrace that. Generally speaking, but there's a little bit of the libertarian in me that says I should be able to sell my home to who I want to.
Your rules
shouldn't be able to stop me from doing that.
I struggle with that, because I would have the same mindset of, who are you to tell me who I can and cannot sell to, especially as someone who we enjoy real estate. At the same time, I can also, from the perspective of the buyer, I can understand why why this would be a thing, where you're trying to get into a home as a family and you've got these companies going in there and they're buying up, you know, 8, 9, 10 of these new builds, and they're getting some sweet deal because maybe they're buying in bulk, something that the average person would never be able to do. So therefore, they're not getting that deal. They can't get into the home. I think I have mixed feelings about this.
Well, I read that they were buying them and then they would raise the price on one. So then the price for all the other ones
drove
would
them
go
up. Well, that's why it's a good thing when a home in your neighborhood sells really high, because that's, if you're going to sell your home, you can say, look, here's a comparable.
Right.
Well, there will be lawsuits.
This will have real challenges.
If you're
no doubt.
New homeowner trying to buy, you just got screwed because all the prices just shot up.
That's also true. Right. Well, let's.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
See what happens with this. Sounds like Trump's doing it and is not waiting for Congress, but then I guess he would have to do something to get it.
You can't wait on Congress. I've got a great soundbite here. I think I sent to Ethan yesterday. Here's the reason that Trump has got to try to do that stuff by executive order. He can't even get Senate leadership to do another reconciliation bill. The most obvious answer to fixing so many things that you can't get past a Chuck Schumer over in the Senate in 60 votes because the Democrats vote as a block, unlike the Republicans. John Kennedy was on his knees yesterday in front of the Senate begging John Thune to do another reconciliation bill where you could wrap all this in there, probably, I would imagine. Go to cut five, please.
We need to do another reconciliation bill. We can to fix the welfare system and stop the stealing. Stop the stealing. And we can do it with all Republican votes. So please, Senator Thune, pretty please, as I've said before. I'm shameless. I'll beg. I'll get down on my knees. John, please bring another reconciliation bill. We can do so much, but we can start with fixing welfare fraud. Please, John, please let us do the bill.
Yeah, thank you. Please. Why is John Kennedy, one of the greatest, loudest, funniest voices in the Senate, having trouble getting John Thune to sign on to that? There's a very real possibility. I just want you to understand this, that 10 months from now, control of the House or the Senate changes into the Democrats' hands, at which point nothing gets done. You're now on a timeline. You're racing against the clock, because if the Democrats take back either House in the midterms, heaven forbid both, it will lock down nothing gets done. It's gridlock at that point. Do it while you can, John Thune, please. All right, a quick break here. Anybody remember John Rocker? Do you remember the name? I know he was a baseball, Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, he's a pitcher.
Got into some controversy back in the day because he was one of the people that didn't give a bleep a long time before there were many athletes willing to stand up and say these things. He's back. I'm gonna show you what he did dealing with a daycare when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.